Welcome to the Agent Success Institute podcast. This is a space where you can learn, gain confidence, and grow your business as an independent agent, not part of a real estate team. We're happy to have you with us today, so let's get started. I told you with our book club month, which this is week two, that not all books would be about business, and this is the first one of the two that is not about business. It does have some business concepts woven into it that you can pick up, in particular about nonprofits, not because it's a business book, but because it's just kind of woven into this author's story. The book is called Thirst, and the author is Scott Harrison, and I had never even heard his name before, but he is the founder and CEO of the nonprofit called Charity Water. Now, I came across him through a podcast that ironically I unsubscribed from and don't even listen to anymore, but I'm glad that I heard Scott's story first because hearing it on the podcast, just little bits of it, was fascinating and very interesting, and I knew that I wanted to get his book. And yes, I'm a reader and I love to read, but just hearing him talk there would make a non-reader want to read the book, and it was good, but I'm getting ahead of myself. The book is the story of his life, of hitting rock bottom, and maybe not in the way you're thinking of when you're thinking of hitting rock bottom. Redemption, hard work, a new life, a lot more woven in between. I couldn't put the book down. Literally, I read it every spare second I had, and I finished it in like 2 days. In fact, I know I read it times when I probably shouldn't have been reading a book or should have done something else. But I just couldn't help it. It was like one page, let's the next. And you wanted to know what happened. And I'm not going to lie, I kind of skipped to the end to try to find a few things. And I went right back to the beginning. It was so, so good. So much to learn from it. And again, it's not a business book at all. But what it shared was just fascinating and was just his own story. Here are two lessons that I want to share with you. They're not new to me, especially the first one. But I just wanted to bring them to your attention. And this is just like a 0.5% of what you would get by reading this book. So I am 100% not telling you that you have heard everything you need to about this book from this podcast. I hope that it gets you excited to want to go buy it right this second because it is so worth it. But here are the two things that I want to point out to you. One thing that you're going to pick up, whether you own a business or not, or you are, you know, a 1099 or not, is that owning your business, being your own boss, starting something from nothing, running a nonprofit, or being a 1099 salesperson of some kind, it's all hard. And I feel like, especially in real estate or things like it, let me rephrase that. I feel like especially in real estate, people don't realize that, right? So courtesy of TV is the first problem. It looks glamorous. It looks easy. It looks fun. And people are under the illusion that you can, you know, be a mommy and work on it 1 hour a day while your kids are napping. And it's going to be this great moneymaker for you. And that is not the case, and he very clearly shows this by the hours he works, the effort he puts in, but he believed in the mission and believed what he was doing, and I'm getting ahead of myself, so let me back up. In fact, so that I don't forget anything, I'm literally going to read the notes I wrote on that little part, which is, owning your own business, being your own boss, starting something from nothing, running a nonprofit is hard. Expect it. I love the story. While some people tell their success story and gloss over how long things took or how hard it was, he spells it out throughout his story. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. Like you see it on Instagram or whatever, and it sounds like from, you know, day one to day 300, they just did phenomenal stuff and grew super big. And he did phenomenal stuff and grew super big. But he has a lot to tell about the middle and even at the end, how hard that can be because it is. But the second thing I want to bring to your attention is be brave. If you feel you're called to do something, then do it. It's not going to be an easy path. I mean, this was not. In fact, when I talk about the rock bottom part, and you can read that just from the back of his book, like he had money. He had popularity. It just wasn't making him happy. And that's how he hit rock bottom. So being brave and doing something completely different outside of his comfort zone was for sure not easy. And it was, you know, years in the process. But if you feel like you're called to do something, whatever that might be, it can be in business, it can be not, it can be a nonprofit, it can be within your family, but just do it, because the not doing it is just as frustrating because you know you're supposed to do it than the doing it would have been. And that's the two things I wanted to point out from the book, kind of from a business perspective, because again, it's not a business book. However, this book has it all. It has everything from your typical drug, sex, and rock and roll autobiography component to redemption, hard work, the really hard journey in the middle. Actually, let me rephrase that. The really hard journey all the way through, meeting the right people, growing, making mistakes, doing things the right way. And then throughout the book, but especially at the end and now, it really shows the positive impact that he has made on the world. And that's why I think this book is important. It's not every book, even in a business or real estate podcast, needs to be about business or real estate. You know, I love those kind of books, and that's my preferred book, but I do like a good autobiography as well. And to me, that's what I would consider this. And you can learn from it, and you can learn what amazing people are doing in the world that's hard, that is good, and their process and just their story. And I think it's refreshing, and I just really enjoy those. And sometimes the ending is what you expect. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes there really isn't ending because it's ongoing. But I think it's so important to bring those kind of books into your world as well. For me personally, this is the kind of book I'd rather read if it's not a business book. I really have never gotten into the books that are, you know, great stories, but fiction. Although when I was a little girl, we called them the Mandy books. I'm not even sure if that's what they were called. My sister and I had a whole series. We were probably upper elementary school. Love those. If any of you have read those, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They're good. But for the most part, I wanted the nonfiction books, the autobiographies, and then graduated into kind of like where I enjoyed business books that I would have never read when I was younger. But here's my point. Whether you think you like to read or you don't, this one is worth reading. It's like a movie in a book, only it's real life and it's very good. And it would just have you walking away with like a wow feeling. I can't explain it. It's just a very good book. It's one of two that are autobiographies that are actually both dealing with nonprofits. And then, like I said, the other two are business books, but this is one of the two. And I really just think if you are a reader at all, or like I said, even if you don't like to read, I don't care who you are. If you know how to read, let's put it that way. If you know how to read, this is a book that you are going to want to read. It's not like a heavy note-taking book because it's an autobiography. So great for a car trip, you know, laying at the beach, just some downtime if you have that. You all should have that. So during your downtime, but read it. The link is in the show notes, and then you can let me know what you think. And I hope you have a great day.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening, and may your career be blessed as you bless others.